Well, turning to the country's ongoing opioid crisis, Ohio is the latest state to sue drug manufacturers over their marketing of painkillers. Mississippi took similar action back in 2015. Ohio's Attorney General Mike DeWine is taking on five companies, saying they've contributed to the overdose crisis in his state. Ohio leads the country in opioid deaths with more than 4,000 last year. Joe Ingles from member station WOSU in Columbus reports.
Christina Arredondo knows about opiate addiction. The Southeast Ohio resident's daughter, Felicia Detty, became addicted after pills were prescribed for her when she was 18 years old after dental surgery.
It never went away. It was a battle that she fought every moment of every day.
And in 2015, when her daughter was just 24 years old and 5 months pregnant, she died from an overdose from opioids.
She loved with all of her heart, but she suffered for something that she lost the fight to, no matter how hard she tried to fight. And to think that people do this to make money.
Arredondo was on hand yesterday when Ohio's Attorney General Mike DeWine announced his lawsuit against five drug manufacturers, saying they have made millions of dollars overselling these painkillers to doctors and customers by deceiving doctors and without disclosing the addictive nature of the opioids.
In 2016, 2.3 million Ohioans were prescribed opioids. That's roughly one-fifth of our state's population.
DeWine says these companies have put profits ahead of the well-being of Ohioans. He's asking for a jury trial, and he's asking these drug companies to pay damages that could then be used to help fight the opioid battle.
It is just and it is right that the people who played a significant role in creating this mess in the state of Ohio should pay to clean it up.
DeWine, who is expected to run for governor next year, says the opioid problem costs the state hundreds of millions of dollars in Medicaid, the Bureau of Workers' Compensation, and other state programs. And he says the problem is responsible for an increased need for foster care that costs about $45 million a year when drug-addicted parents can no longer take care of their own children.
You know, I think it's too little too late.
That's David Pepper, head of Ohio's Democratic Party. He ran against DeWine back in 2014 and says legal action against drug companies should have been taken years ago.
For 6 years, he's had town hall meetings, he's had press conferences. He said the solutions were coming, the problem was peaking, and every year it's gotten worse.
But state officials say they've taken steps to crack down on opiate prescribing by requiring doses be logged in an automated reporting system and shutting down pill mill operations that dispensed a large number of opioids. Some of the drug companies named in the lawsuit say they can't comment on pending litigation right now. But Jessica Castle-Smith, a spokeswoman for Janssen Pharmaceuticals, one of the named companies, sent a written statement saying the allegations are both legally and factually unfounded. The statement went on to say Janssen has acted appropriately, responsibly, and in the best interests of patients when it comes to their FDA-approved drugs. The case has been filed in Ross County, where Christina Arredondo lives. A court date has not yet been set. For Here and Now, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.